From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today we have our very good friend, Tyler Griffin, with us today.
Shalom.
Gracing us with his presence, as he does. Look at this guy. Like, dude,
he showed out.
He showed out.
I mean, I got to look good for the camera.
Dude, he's out here making us look bad, man. So I wanted to start today to bring this up with you, because you mentioned before we started that you'd never heard anything about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pull that up for me, Will. So Bill Belichick, if you're living under a fucking rock.
I have no idea what this is at all.
Bill Belichick has been dating this girl, Jordan Hudson. And she's like 24, right? And he's like in his late 70s.
Substantial age gap.
Substantial.
What is he known for?
He's a football coach.
Yeah, he was the head football coach for the, or still is, isn't he?
He was the Patriots coach, wasn't he?
Is he rich? North
Carolina. Yeah, Patriots. And now it's Patriots, North Carolina. Yeah. University of North Carolina.
Right. Does he just have like a really good pension? Like what's the attraction here?
Well, when he was the coach for New England, they got how many?
Oh, like 6 or 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So damn. They were, you know what I mean?
I wonder if like the coach gets a bonus if they
win. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah. Well, because the amount of money that the city gets from all those more games to be played, you know, when they sell tickets, it's all contribution. So
interesting.
Yeah. It totally is. So here's what pissed me off about this. I was watching something recently where he was in an interview, and it was his interview, and they started asking him questions like, where did you guys meet? Like really normal fucking, you know, conversation, shooting the shit questions.
Right.
And she's over here on the sidelines just going, no, don't answer that. You know, like telling him what to do.
Is there a video of that?
There is. There is multiple.
Maybe we can find that.
We got to find it.
Yeah, that'll really like solidify what's going on here.
Like, here's the thing. I'm not one to hate on another man like this just because he's old, but like, good God, girl. Like,
how old is he?
He's like 75.
Dude,
like,
for real. If I was 75 and I could, you know, do that, I would.
Like, shuts down interview questions. Like, it's so crazy. Just watch this real quick.
75 years old, the 24-year-old.
Today on today.
Fire the money.
Yeah, see, she was like getting all up in the business and like showing off herself, trying to like get the attention in this interview.
Steal the show.
You might have to drag it up.
Coach, the 72-year-old spent nearly 5 decades coaching the NFL. In a statement, Belichick said this, I've always wanted to coach in college.
This isn't going to be a video.
Oh, that isn't it.
I would go to YouTube and type it in.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's probably on YouTube somewhere.
Like, but okay, so basically what I'm getting to is, what I really want to know is, where do you think his head's at with that?
I mean, dude, if you're 75 and you have enough money to like attract, okay, if I'm ever out in public and I see, because like you see it sometimes, right? Like
right.
You see an older, you're like, obviously that girl's, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, I'm saying. But like, I'm like, respect to that guy.
My thing is that like on a realistic standpoint, like, what are you talking about? You're over here at 70 thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
You know, and she, what has she done in her life?
Exactly. You know what do you have in common?
And obviously, you know, what he's seeing is a beautiful young woman.
Well, it's obviously like a transactional thing.
Right. Exactly. Like, and there's not, that's not like, I mean, if that's what it is, like, you know, that's what it is. So yeah. It's not like being with a soulmate for X amount of years and you guys share all these common interests and you can, you know, do nothing or do whatever. And you know that you guys are both happy, whatever. With her, it's like, well, I want those freaking Chanel shoes or else I'm going to be an asshole. You. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
It's transactional. It's completely transactional. And she knows what he's worth. Obviously, that's why he's with him. Yeah. She's with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like a...
But dude, look at what he's wearing to this interview. Like,
it's an empty relationship. You know, it's not true love.
He's getting what he wants, I guess.
Yeah, dude, and that's true.
You want to hear my,
he knows what he's getting.
You want to know my tinfoil hat theory about this? Is that...
Fluoride in the water?
Yeah, well, that, but my theory is that she's like a fucking prostitute or something.
Oh.
And like, he just doesn't want anyone to know that. But he's worth enough money that he can keep her mouth shut.
He can control the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why he just genuinely doesn't give a shit.
Well, what's in the dark always comes to light. Yeah, so
let's see. You got to see this shit. This shit is so whack.
Interview everyone's talking about with legendary football coach Bill Belichick.
There was so much to unpack in this interview. Yeah. That's why the internet is aflame.
There's the 73-year-old Belichick.
73.
And there's his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, sitting just feet away,
right?
Watching everything.
You do seem like you're having a lot more fun these days than you were in other chapters of your life, let's say.
So far, so good. But then CBS News' Tony DeCoppo turned to a personal question.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, no.
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
His 24-year-old girlfriend was also present made her presence.
Shut up! Felt.
Yes. That's a lot of what people are talking
that's
about.
That's right. And not just made her presence felt.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Bitch, shut up! And that's where my theory comes about it, because she just like... She is so committed to the lie because of how much money she's getting out of it.
Most likely. God. I mean, it's just weird. It's fishy.
It's so weird. And I saw this. I saw this other thing on that girl's Instagram. I don't know if we can pull that up either, but there was a picture that they posted, and they were on the beach, right? And they were trying to do this like real Instagrammy couple shit. And he was balancing her on his feet. While she was like spreading out.
Right, right.
Again, this dude is 73 fucking years old.
Right.
He was struggling.
I mean, you can be 73 and be in good shape. There's some people
like
that.
It was.
Is that the chick?
Bad. That's the chick right there.
105,000 followers. Wow. Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Wait, can I see her?
I don't know if it's still up because of all the backlash she got for that.
Go to the bio at the top. I want to see what it says. Trouble club by profession. What does that mean? What's trouble club?
I think that's just literally something funny she wanted to put.
NCAA collegiate. Is that how you say it?
Collegiate.
Yeah. Collegiate champion. Birder. The fuck is a birder?
Probably she has birds or she likes birds.
Ornithologist.
Okay.
Birdatologist.
Yeah, I'm saying etologist. daughter of Maine fisherman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saying, you know what I'm saying? Too many times, you know what I'm saying? Fucking 80, 90 times?
80, 90 times. But yeah, like, dude, when I saw that post of them on the beach, I was like, dude, let elder abuse, dude.
Yeah.
When you report this bitch.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Like, but like, does Bill have kids?
Does he have a daughter? That's actually a great question. I mean? Like, I have no idea. Yes, he does. I think they're like in their 40s.
So that's got to be weird.
That's weird as fuck. Like literally his kids, his kids' kids is like the same age of his girlfriend.
Right.
What's the oldest you'd go?
Oldest I would go?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a great question. The oldest I've gone was 37, I think.
Yeah.
And 37, but I was 22.
How was that at experience? The
time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Older's, I'm not going to lie to you.
Older's better. I can attest
Wait,
to that.
No, actually, that is a lie. When I was 26, it was 42.
Damn.
When I was 26, yeah, that was the oldest I went, was 42.
Yeah. Well, are you comfortable sharing?
Yeah. I mean,
he's like, oh, yeah.
My girlfriend's 33.
Nice.
I'm 28.
Yeah, Taylor. Yeah.
Nice.
So. That's pretty awesome. She's mature. She's not.
Yeah. Taylor is his girlfriend is really cool. Honestly.
We have common interests, you know. Like I years ago when I lived in Columbus, like I was on Tinder. You know, that's where I met my ex-wife, and
we used to live together.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
I know the whole story.
There's this girl that I matched with, and we went out to breakfast, and I went to order mimosas, and she's like, "Well, wait, I'm not 21." And I'm like, "Oh, that's funny because that's not what Tinder says."
Yeah. Oh no.
So
yeah, you know. when people lie about like their age or like anything on social media, have you ever? Okay, we're getting into dangerous territory.
That's dangerous territory, but I'm all about it.
Well, my thing is with that is like I don't feel like I could carry a relationship with a girl that like yeah they're young, they're pretty, but like on a realistic level, what are we going to talk about? You just started like adulthood.
Yeah.
And like, I'm worried. I'm thinking about like what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, what my retirement looks like, how soon can I get that accomplished? And you're just figuring things out.
Like we're all
you,
like around 30.
You're probably not even, you probably don't even have your own car insurance. You're probably not paying your own car, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's so different.
Money is like not a thing to you.
From 20 to 30.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest, like I think 20 to 30 is bigger than 30 to 40.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like every year I get closer to 30, I mature like from 20 to 21 is like, like my maturity just in 1 year as I've gotten closer to 30 has like the tenfold.
I feel the same exact way. Honestly, like after turning, probably like after 25, I was like, okay, I have a kid now. Like I got things to do. Like I have like bills to pay. I have to get a career. I have to go to work.
Right.
Like I have to do these things and like, there's no option anymore.
Yeah.
Like I can't just fuck around and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And that's something you realize as you get to that age, you're like, oh shit. Like life like starts expecting more out of you.
Right.
And it's like an unsaid thing.
So, yeah. I feel like,
what do you mean that, thank you.
Need some
like being younger.
Zen in right now.
Like I would realize I need to make these changes in my life, but I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm comfortable. I enjoy this. But like as I'm getting older, I'm realizing I need to step out of my comfort zone and make these changes to have that life that I want to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I don't change my routine, then nothing around me is going to change.
Right.
It's going to be the same shit.
And wise I don't, fucking
know,
words
and
right
I don't
there.
Want that. You know, I want more and more and more. So I have to do more and more and more. Yeah, and exactly. It's still something I'm working on. I'm not perfect by any means.
No, I mean, no one is. But, and you really can't expect yourself to be perfect in that way. But you can at least, you know, something that my dad told me before he passed away. This is one thing that like, you ever like hear things from people when you're young and you just carry it with you?
Oh, it sticks with you like forever.
One thing that my dad told me was every single day, do one thing to improve your life, even if it's just taking out the trash.
Right.
He's like, just do one thing. He's like, pick up a shirt off the floor. Do one thing. If you do that every single day, it will like exponentially grow. But like there's days I just go home and I'm playing fucking, you know, Apex or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, there's definitely days where I go home and I just veg out on the couch.
Yeah, I mean, we all need that.
Everybody needs a day at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Sometimes four.
You know? So, yeah.
Because I'm working like 6 or 7 days a week now.
Yeah.
Like I just fucking.
I feel like I don't get a break.
Dude, anyone else feeling like they're in the rat race? Like they've actually reached it?
Yeah.
I'm feeling that lately.
I'm definitely there. The cool thing about my job though is that like no one cares. Like as long as I get my hours in, like I can work 5 hours one day and then the next day work 9.
Which job? Because you have two, don't you?
Yeah. I'm talking about my pharmaceutical job.
Okay.
But yeah, like my supervisor's super cool. Like it's very chill. Like no one's like on my back all day.
Right.
Like no one fucks with, like, it's like, as long as I get everything that I need to get done, then, you know, it's like no one says anything.
Yeah. My job is not chill.
Right.
Well, we lay pipe. So we got to get shit.
Hell yeah. You know, brother.
Water main, storm, sewer, you know, you can't just fucking stick around all day.
Our boy Tyler, a professional pipe layer.
Yeah. How long did it take you to learn to do, because you know how to do a bunch of shit, but like how long did it take you to learn that?
Dude, there's a lot to it. Yeah. I mean, realistically, there's still a lot of things that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, to be completely honest with you.
I mean, whenever a man but, is laying pipe, he has to, you know, figure out
yeah. He has to take good care. Like,
listen, you got to do it right, because if you do it wrong, it all goes to shit.
Yeah.
And so, that's on a real note, you know. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So does the routine go, you know, break the ground, give it a good and then fucking just, in the you know, real slowly just like wedge it in there.
Will's gonna say a quick prayer for us.
Realistically, you want the ground to be as dry as possible.
Oh, shit. When the ground. Dirty dog.
Yeah, you got to go in there dry. Because if the ground is wet and you open up the ground, like.
God.
It's a very dangerous job because you're 4 foot or more in the ground, usually more.
Yeah.
And those, you know, if you're laying pipe in the street, they only tear out the street.
Sorry, 18
inches.
Control yourself. This is
18 inches. So your ditch is 18 inches wide.
Yeah.
Okay. My shoulders are like 18 inches wide, right? Okay. So it's a tight spot already.
Yeah.
Now you're putting an 8-inch pipe in the ground. Okay. And if the sidewalls are wet, they fall in.
We don't want that.
And if a wall falls on you, if that dirt falls on you, a cubic foot of dirt is 100 pounds. So if an 8x5, if that falls on you, you're dead.
Do you have to get like a working in a enclosed space permit?
I have my OSHA 10. And there's an OSHA 20, OSHA 30.
Yeah.
And the number behind it is how many hours you took.
Yeah.
You know, learning about.
I got my OSHA 10 when I was like 21, but that expires after what, a year or two? Like,
yeah. They don't require you to have your OSHA 10. There's a couple jobs that I've done where we did require to do OSHA 10, like when I worked down in Bromley, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Doing the fuel station for BP.
Yeah.
We did their fire suppression system.
Yeah.
They hold like 5 million gallons of fuel up there. It's pretty cool, really.
Damn.
That's pretty sick.
but yeah, their safety guidelines are through the roof, which is understandable because they don't want to be liable for anyone getting hurt, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, someone passed away running a skid steer. Like, we were supposed to be out there a month prior, but someone passed away, so they had to like stop production, do an investigation. They get really thorough into their work.
You never want
safety.
Well, actually, passing away while you're laying pipe is not the worst way to go out.
Depends what pipe you're laying.
you gotta make sure to be safe and protected.
Definitely.
Oh my God, that's so fantastic.
Will, do you want to pull up the next video for us? I guess we can pull up.
Every time I say I lay pipe for a living, the people lose it.
it's good.
It is.
It gets them every time, dude.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Oh shit!
Oh shit! Can we do this? Should we do this?
I think it's okay.
This seems bad.
This seems pretty bad.
I don't know if I can co-sign this.
All right, send it.
We can always cut it.
Okay, that's enough of that.
That's enough.
That's enough of that.
Oh my God.
That's enough of that.
Let's just do another. Let's lighten it up.
Sunny in Philadelphia. Goodness gracious.
This is my favorite scene.
Oh, I've seen this actually.
Champion of
the sun. The way she lays. Master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Stage freeze.
Don't
do
say stage freeze.
Just do it.
I like how everyone likes it but her.
Charlie Day.
I was that little boy, that little baby boy was me. I once was a boy, but now I am a man. I fought the nightmare, lived as day man. Now I'm here to ask for your hand. So if you want to marry men, will you marry me? Will you come on stage and join me? This thing called matrimony. Please say yes.
Please.
Phone me, please. Just marry me.
Oh no.
She's not enthused.
Not enthused at all.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Is the play over?
I like how he just like made this whole thing.
Great. Well, then
like
I'm
he had
here.
Everyone oh, in the gang fucking like,
hang on a second.
Like do this just
yes?
So.
Is it a yes? Really, Charlie, will I marry you? No, no, I will not. I will never marry you. And I also held up my end of the bargain, so I never have to see you again.
Okay, so wait, just... I'm sorry, I want to get this clear.
As if that wasn't get this clear enough.
Definitely saying no.
Okay, well, I did never sign anything, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
That's it. You can go home.
Hold on.
If you want.
It was a great musical, Charlie. You did a great job. Ain't worth it.
Oh, no. But, yeah, I've been watching. So, like, me and Tyler, we've lived together a couple different times, and we fucking watch Trailer Park Boys back to back every night for like 6 years.
Yeah,
literally for, I'm sorry, not 6 years, like six times over, we watched that show. I swear to God, every single night we would just play a new episode.
Yeah.
And that was for months. Like we watched all of it.
That was a great time of our lives.
And the great thing.
Quite a time, so, brother.
You know how
we've
like,
come a long way. We won't speak on it too much.
Oh, I'm still watching it. Well, every once in a while.
No, I'm talking about the stage in which our lives we were in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was the stage of growing. Let's just call it that.
Yeah.
I think that was a stage of still being a child, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, being a man child, too. That that worked. Because I was kind of in that same boat. I was still in the man child phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
took me a while to get out of that.
That's when I first, I mean, we're not going to get into that, but that's when I first met you. But, yeah, I lived in a broom closet.
Dude, that was a laundry room.
Or yeah, I lived.
You
in a
lived
laundry.
In a laundry room.
Yeah, no, I kid you not. We didn't have a washer and dryer.
So you just like
at our apartment.
Yeah.
At Waterford.
Yeah, I lived in.
Holy shit! You lived in the freaking.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be honest with you, you had a pretty nice little setup.
Yeah.
It's not small.
It was a 2-bedroom apartment. One of our buddies had a bedroom. The other buddy had another bedroom. My bed was where the dinner table would be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
There's no washer and dryer in the laundry room. So he had a mattress, he had a TV, PlayStation or Xbox, one of the consoles.
I had a bin.
Why not?
I had a bin with all of my clothes, but it was like five of us living in this 2-bedroom apartment.
Oh, yeah, it was rough.
That's pretty sick.
Like
one, two, three, four.
It was six. Yeah.
You had six?
Well, it was five for a time, and then Coda, rest in peace, brought his brother.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And his dad stole my shoes. His fucking dad came.
Well, just your shoes.
His dad, rest in peace as well. But yeah, stole my Jordans. I had my Xbox stolen.
That's insane.
Like all of my shit got stolen by someone. But yeah, that's basically
rough times.
Yeah.
Rough times.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I was like 20.
Dude, I remember I got a game stolen one time and I was like heartbroken. Like, dude, I couldn't imagine someone just taking the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were young men.
Well, it was always a party over there. So like if you weren't home, like shit's gonna be gone.
Yeah,
likely.
like you never know who is gonna be there.
And I had like a closet full of clothes. Like one of the dude's rooms was a closet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a bunch of clothes in there. It would always someone would be wearing my shorts, someone would be wearing my shirt.
Didn't you have a clothes rack at one minute? I think you had a clothes rack next to the bed. It was a king size bed though. It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
And you had a TV as well. I remember. And then we had a TV in the living room with a couch. And man, that was something.
Times of your lives, brothers.
I look back and I'm like, what? Like, come on, why did I do that to myself? Like, Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel about my first apartment, where it was just my brother and I. I mean, it's still my brother and I now, but like the first apartment, dude, like I did not respect the fact that he was my roommate. I did not.
The one that you lived at before Waterford?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not talking about like I did it intentionally. I did not intentionally meant to disrespect my brother that he lived there too. But I was doing so much shit over there that he like, you know, I'd bring people over all the fucking time. Like I was having parties there all the time and he would just like huddle up in his room and just like play video games.
Yeah, we would have like a once a month clean the apartment.
Yeah.
Get so trash. I mean, it was.
Oh, yeah. We did have that. Yeah.
There'd be like, we'd fill up like 7 trash bags with beer cans.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, we got so many notices for like noise
pizza
and
boxes,
shit.
All kinds. I mean, it was a mess.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get evicted from that place, dude. Like, he never got evicted.
Damn.
His dad had to have paid fees or something, because his dad paid for that. All that.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. but his dad was fucking rolling in dough. His dad owned a construction company.
Mm-mm, yeah, so he's probably
HVAC company. His dad's really cool, really respectful guy.
I'm not gonna say who it is, but the last time that I saw him, we were at Cindy's, and he was trying to hit on the bartender, and he got so upset when she said no.
He's actually married now.
Really?
Or his brother is, and Justin is, and he's engaged. They're all doing a lot better from where we were.
I mean, it's been years.
Yeah, I would say it's been years. That's a lot of progression. Like, you know what I mean?
We were still kids. I'd say I didn't become a man until like a few years ago. Like, this is a recent development.
me as well.
Honestly, that's where I'm heading. I'm just like recently hitting like the, all right, shit. Like you were saying before, shit's got to change.
Yeah. How's the house situation going?
Oh, it sucks. This place is a goddamn like fucking black hole. You can't find anything that's, you know, under 300,000.
Really? You know? It's all above 300.
And even then, 300,000, you're getting, you know, not so great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's your price range?
Like 275 to 300.
And if you want to find something decent, you got to get out.
You got to get out. We're looking at Lebanon.
Yeah. Lebanon, that's like 25 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not a terrible area.
It's a great area.
They have a Tarjay.
Well,
they have a Rural King.
Rural King, yep.
Yeah, you can get steaks.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I drive through there on a job site that's up in Waynesboro. Yeah.
I haven't been to I have a hard time saying this word. Rural King.
Rural King.
Dude, they're awesome. They're awesome.
They're actually pretty cool.
I haven't been to one in probably 10 years.
It's like Tractor Supply on crack.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About
a month ago when I dropped my son off up in Columbus, me and my girl and her daughter stopped at the Rural King in Circleville. Then we hit Chillicothe, which is where I did a demo job for Rural King, right next door. And then the next day I was in Lebanon on break for work, mm-hmm. and we went to that Rural King. I love it.
Yeah,
I get a lot of clothes from them.
Yeah, we should go there and just mob up with like 20 people.
It's free popcorn. You walk in, you get a free bag of popcorn.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That makes me think of this. Like,
it's really cool.
Chickens. I know Rural King sells like five guns, guys. Mm-hmm. But does Bucky's sell guns?
No.
What are we like? Not far from that though.
It's actually crazy how easy Bucky's it is to get like a gun.
45 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like, I think I heard something about they're putting a Bucky's in Ohio somewhere.
I think they are. Yeah. They're putting a bunch of Wawas here, I know.
Yeah, there's one in Lawrenceburg. I got invited to bid. I'm doing some work over there.
Nice.
What can you get at a Bucky's? Like what is
it? Dude, fuck everything.
Literally anything you
paintings
can think
on
of.
The wall.
Did you say deer fuck?
What?
I thought that's what he just said.
I think he said everything.
But before that, you said something.
Me?
Yeah, you said deer
fuck. You said pictures on the wall.
Paintings on the wall. Oh, they have like going into their bathrooms. They have like these wood carvings.
They're in heat.
Last time I went
there,
there's a wood carving of an American flag that's stained. It's really pretty, and there's like trees and animals. And I thought it was just like wall decor, but I get up close to it. There's a price tag on the bottom, $600. I'm like, God damn. Yeah, I mean, you can buy everything there: clothes, water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their food's good.
We should
they have a whole candy section. It's all Bucky's brand. I mean, it's pretty baller. They have 150 pumps.
We should buy a rabbit.
Dude, that's what kills me. They got like 150 in them bitches.
And it's always packed.
Do they sell animals? Filled.
What?
Do they sell animals?
No.
Oh.
No.
They sell t-shirts with animals on them.
We should get an eagle and just like keep it right here all the
time.
I wouldn't
be surprised if there's like one of those like tapestry t-shirts that has an eagle on it at Buggies.
How much do you think
that's
an eagle would
cost?
That's
probably gold over there to them.
Like an actual eagle?
Yeah.
I don't think you can buy one.
They're endangered.
You can't buy them fuckers.
Can we look this up, Will? Maybe we can find an eagle for sale.
Are we going to get on the dark web right now? Is that what we're going to do?
How much does an eagle cost?
I'm on a list.
Well, I guess bald eagles are the ones that are.
We got like a nest of them up here off 275.
You can go to like a reservation and fuck with eagles, right?
It is illegal to keep an eagle as a pet in the U.S.
Yeah. Up in Columbus, there's a pretty big park up there. They have you walk about a mile and a half to this big platform that was built by Boy Scouts. And there you can see a big eagle's nest. It's pretty badass.
It's pretty sick.
I think you can get a permit because there's some people where you can go to like
if you're like a trainer or like a preserver.
Yeah. If you're on a reservation, that's probably different because like I don't think laws apply inside reservations.
You can have like a business where you pay.
Why is there a price tag?
No way.
Petsorfood.com.
We got to report this.
Pets or food.
What not, the pets, fuck?
Not, it's not pets or food. Pets or food.
Dude, we should eat a fucking bald eagle.
No.
You're about to get fined.
We'll get
mail.
Special fucking special powers.
What the literal fuck? Dude, you can buy one for less than $1,800.
Well, realistically, I mean, do they not have them at zoos?
They do.
Right.
Some of them do.
You can see an eagle at a zoo.
I know the Toledo Zoo has them.
I don't think I've ever...
Yeah, that's right. They do. Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I've ever gone to see it. I always like look at the fucking gorillas and they look so sad.
Have you been to the kangaroo interaction?
No.
Interaction?
Dude, you can walk through. You can be inside of it. They have a little path. You have to stay on the path.
Yeah, of course.
But there's kangaroos just hopping around.
Yeah, I have.
That's actually pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Penguins are cool, too.
I remember
at the aquarium, there was like that like walk path that you had to go out at the very end of it over like a tank of sharks and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always just had that dark thought of what if you just saw someone just like we're going down and just like pulls out like a switchblade or something and just starts cutting
the net.
Yeah. Do you think Harambe should have died?
Fuck no.
Didn't he like snatch a kid up?
He did. Well, the kid fucking fell in.
Right.
Because he climbed under the cables that were like the barrier. Realistically, all right, maybe cable barriers wasn't the best choice.
Right.
Flimsy.
I mean, but like if that was your
cable
kid,
barriers.
Well, my thing is like, sorry, supervisor, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
Whoever's supervising the kid.
That's what I'm saying.
True. But at the same time, having my own son and then having my girl's daughter, like it can be a lot. And that's just two kids. So I don't know how many kids she was supervising, but like I can put that kid on a leash. they make them.
Yeah.
They do. They're retractable ones too.
Yeah.
People get pissed about that. If you have your kid on a leash, they like sneer at you.
So my thing is like, look, if you got six kids, like, leash them up.
At least leash like two of them.
Especially if it's just you. Like, how are you going
to
maintain?
Yeah, you got two leashes and you got a voice.
Like,
you don't
want them to run in the street. You don't want them to go be a nuisance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want them climbing into Harambe's
freaking enclosure. Getting snatched up.
Yeah, but there was a lot of people that you know, they were saying, and fucking Young Thug, or the Young Thug made a song.
Called
Harambe. Dude, that brings up a good question. Did you hear this, like, survey going around on the internet? The one gorilla versus 100 men?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who would win?
Dude,
the gorilla.
The gorilla would
win. That's what I'm saying. I was about to ask you guys.
A gorilla, just with their back muscles, can rip a human in half.
Dude, but
100 people, though? No, the people would win.
Well, because a silverback gorilla.
Like, a silverback, I feel like he would get... There are actual simulations of this where it's kind of like both ways, like, you know. But usually, even in the ones that the humans win, there's only, like...
A couple.
Like 20 left. Of them left.
It's probably because dude's so wore out.
Like,
are we
that's
talking
basically
barehanded?
Where you win is wearing it out.
Yeah, it's got to be barehanded. What, does the monkey get a
Yeah, it's yeah, gun? It's just straight, I mean, barehanded. Like,
yeah, but are the people barehanded?
Yeah, we're fist to fist.
Oh, that changes.
Why would we get weapons? There's 100 of us and one gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, because it sounds like it's clearly outmatched.
Think of the first,
but I don't
dude.
Think people really understand.
Gorillas are huge. They're super strong.
Like, if we're talking like a full, look at this. Like, someone like it just took like a simulation on like a server or whatnot. the fucking music. So yeah, you can see he like. I mean, obviously this is just a computer simulation, but like he is fucking them up
and
relentlessly.
Realistically, he could just sit with his fist and twirl, and everyone that comes at him would be C of I.
He would probably get tired after a few people, though, you think? And think of the first dude that...
Well, you
got to
think about it, dude. They're wild animals. This is their life.
Think of what kind of psycho...
Whereas, as being a human, we don't fight for food. We don't train... I mean, there are humans that train athletically on a regular basis, but... If you're not one of those humans, if you're an average human, you get winded pretty fast.
Humans are good at running and making things, and that's about it. And jumping. Like, we can outrun any animal. There's not.
No, one. We can't.
That is the biggest.
No, we
lie.
Cannot.
We can. And I've heard a lot of lies come out of your mouth. That's the biggest lie.
No, dude. Okay, I'm sorry. We can run longer than any other animal.
No, I don't believe that either.
Dude, look
I
it
think
up.
A cheetah would be able to still just like smoke us.
I'm telling you, dude. Please.
Or maybe even a tiger. I feel like could still smoke you.
Yeah, but not for a so long
look,
period
look,
of time.
Look, this is how humans evolve. If you're comparing. Someone who trains on a regular basis to like Forrest Gump,
like Usain Bolt, you know what I mean? Or Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he ran for a long time, but realistically, he didn't train for that either. But the point is, if you're comparing someone who trains for that on a regular basis, yeah, animals they train themselves to chase after their prey,
wolves too. That's a good point.
And eat it, and then they rest. Right, but an average human versus an average gazelle or lion or cheetah.
I mean, if we're talking averages, but think if you're like some kind of caveman, you know, 5,000 years ago, that's
I don't
how
think
they
I don't think they were running for sport either.
Yeah, but that's how they like ate and killed animals is they would just run them down until the animal was like
they
exhausted.
Were probably mostly collecting berries and shit.
I mean, I guess
they don't berries don't run, you know,
don't run. If you eat enough berries, though, your liver will, like, turn purple.
Also, do you want to know, I don't know why this just came to mind, but I found out what nature's retard is. It's the lemming. Like, there's like a thing about them that I heard. I don't think it's true, actually. It's a little rodent-looking motherfucker. And there was, like, a thing about them for a while where people believed that they would just jump off cliffs. Just because, like, commit basically.
That's really cool.
Like, they would just
cliff
be drawn.
Jumping, this behavior is not universally observed at all.
You said retard in like 5 seconds.
Like, I saw this robot chicken thing where it was just like,
robot
the
chicken.
The lemming is truly nature's retard.
It's tore up.
It's truly.
Speaking of, Cincinnati, though, I want to go back to that. So there was a dude that his son got shot by the police because he had a gun. But can we look up the actual story of that real quick, Will? Like, I actually think I might have it in the YouTube or in the email. If you want to go to that, I think I already had one pulled up.
Okay, dude. I think so. I went to my first FC Cincinnati game a couple weeks ago, and there's an officer controlling the light in front of Music Hall, and I'm almost 99% positive that it was that officer.
Damn.
And I talked to him for a short period of time.
Like yeah. that killed that guy or
that
got
killed?
Or got killed.
Got killed, yeah.
That's crazy.
I could be wrong, but they did look a lot alike.
You're going to have to cut this.
Yeah, that's fine. Email. Yeah, that's fine. I will check the whole thing and I will cut it. I don't even start like rolling until it's on what we were supposed to look at.
Okay, I got
so
you.
It won't be on there at all.
Okay, you're cool. Good.
Go.
Is it down?
Yeah.
Is it this one right here?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Unless it's a video. If it's a video, it's not. It's the one. No, it's the one below it. Okay. But yeah, that's the actual story. Here it is. Yeah, it's an article. I kind of want to read this again.
This is the deputy. Yep.
I can't talk today. Hamilton County deputy dies after being hit by a car. Driver appears in court. Hinton appeared in court Saturday in a courtroom filled with sheriff's deputies in support of the fallen officer. Judge Tyrone Yates set no bond for Hinton until Tuesday, where they will meet for a no bond hearing. Hinton Jr. will be housed in Claremont County on judge's orders for safe environment.
I was watching the news before I came over, and I think they're pushing for the death penalty.
That's what Yeah. That's what I was hearing.
They had to move him because there's people in Hamilton County Jail that are related to that cop. That not only the corrections officers, but actual prisoners.
Right.
They will kill him if he's there.
Right.
Cincinnati police said a Hamilton County Sheriff's deputy was outside of his vehicle directing traffic at the intersection when he was struck by a vehicle entering the intersection. He was so well-liked and well-known, we could fill this building with the law enforcement agencies that respect him and love him. Interesting. Wow. Can we go to the video of him getting arraigned, I think is the word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. It was actually like a crazy scene. Like there were so many cops in there. And like, it was kind of funny. Like, he tried to like mean mug him, like, as he was walking out. And I was like, dude, you are a fucking punk.
I heard he might be trying to plead insanity.
Probably not going to work.
All right.
Damn. He's like, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, he's jacked for that.
Yeah, he's like,
how can you feel like correct in that aspect, you know?
I mean, he was just getting revenge for his son, and he's probably rethinking now, like, damn, I'm gonna die too now. And that's
a lot of emotions going on.
There's a lot, the tensions are high in that room.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't lie.
He's looking at him like, yeah, like, I took one of yours too.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The failure to imitate him got him pissed off. Yeah,
he's like, y'all are lucky that I'm not driving right now.
What the fuck?
The
comments unhinged. They're always usually funnier than anything.
It seems like people are in support of him, though. I think people online just hate the police in general. And that's just how it is. People, you know, with the biggest voices are usually like progressive. Well, you know, online.
I feel like a big problem is like social media. Like, you see,
definitely
what they show on social media is always the bad thing. Right? Yeah. It's always something to provoke you.
They just want to get clicks and views.
But like, I've had a lot of interactions with police officers. I've been arrested.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever came across a bad officer.
I don't
or
think
a rude one or one that was out to get me.
I have
even when I was doing wrong. There's been times when I was doing wrong and I got away with things just off the base that I was being respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew I did wrong. I admitted to me doing wrong.
Yeah, they were just doing their job at that point.
Exactly. And that's all it is. And if you sit on your phone all day and you watch videos that are police brutality, like, if you're looking for it, yeah, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
But there's a guy that I watch every once in a while. I think his name's Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And he pulls up statistics and stuff like that. Like, actual facts.
I know
facts.
Who you're talking about.
Then he goes to college campuses and...
I know this guy.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I think he does a really good job.
I like him too. I don't think I've really... The way that he... I mean, I know what he's doing though. He goes to college, you know, campuses and has an open discussion mm-hmm. with people and usually, you know, fucks them up.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to think like that's his like livelihood. Like, he enjoys doing that, and that's how he makes money.
He's educating them, though. His goal isn't to make you look like an idiot. Mm-hmm. His goal is to educate, because
he probably gets off on it a little bit, though. I mean,
well, but at the end of the day, it's like that's our country's future.
Yeah,
these college kids, and mm-hmm. if they don't know shit from Shinola, then he's there to bring some light to what's going on in our country,
dude.
And a lot of times they feel like they know everything.
Yeah.
But he'll be like, look, this is the fact.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've been watching, but this is 100% fact. And a lot of times people will come up and they'll have their however they feel about it, this, that, and the other. And they'll be like, okay, well, I guess maybe I am wrong.
There's a black guy like that too.
There's nothing wrong with admitting being wrong.
Yeah.
You're stronger to admit that you're wrong.
Yeah. It's a strength.
There's a black dude who's just like Charlie Kirk. And he does the same thing. And there's like other African-American men that like walk up to him. He's like, hey, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And he's like, you know, we live in the land of the free. You can do what you want to do.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that whole type of like media that he puts out, obviously he's profiting off of it. So I think no matter who it is on the left or the right, even if they're doing something good, you always have to ask yourself, like, why are they doing this? And I guess not that it matters, but I think it's just like a general, like, it's a good way to think about things is to always ask yourself, why is this person doing what they do?
Right.
I mean, if it's for, you know, like a pure intention, but like me, like, I'm just a paranoid person. Like, I always look at stuff like that.
Right.
I'm like, what's really going on here?
I feel like he's a genuine guy just trying to spread knowledge and because he does also talk about like, there'll be people that get up and say that, you know, whites are privileged. And he's like, well, that's funny, because what can I do that a black person can't?
You know what's the best compliment ever is when a black guy says something good about your shoes. That's like...
I've had that happen. Honestly, it makes you feel better than like anything in the world.
Like, it's better than anything a woman can say to you.
I remember I was wearing my... I have the Air Yeezy 2s, right?
I got the Air Yeezy 2s.
And I wore them one time to like downtown or something. And I remember this gay black guy, like, I mean, he was flaming as hell, but
we've had, like, one on the podcast. It's okay.
He came up and he like got down the floor and just started dusting them off. And he was just like, oh my God, like, boy, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I was just standing there as this grown man, me like 18 years old. No, not even that. I think I was like 16 or 17 at the time.
It's a beautiful thing.
And this grown man is just dusting my shoes off.
You should write like a short like romance novel about that. You know what I'm saying? he reached down and touched my shoes and I looked down at him and I said,
"I'll stop right there." God damn it, Drew.
My bad. You
made a wet dream.
I can't do this. This is what I deal with on a weekly basis.
Trust me, I've lived with him multiple times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did you do it?
We're having a fun time.
A lot of Xanax.
A lot. Xanax helps.
Cut that out. No, I'm just kidding. Those days are behind me.
Yeah.
We're all growing up. We're hitting those ages. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which I feel like, again, like as we were talking about earlier, another thing that really changes you, and this will, you know, happen to you one day as well, but when you have kids, if you like change, or like kids will change you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if you fight the change, you're in for a tough time.
Yeah.
You're just going to make your whole life more difficult.
Right.
And that's something as well. Like, when you have other people like depending on you like that, it's like, oh shit. If I fight this, like, this is going to like negatively affect, like, and the crazy thing is that it, when you empower your children, it improves your own life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
one thing that I've learned as a maturing adult is that I always thought that it was like a weakness to ask for help. But one thing I've learned over the past couple of years is like, it's a major strength.
Oh yeah.
To be able to ask for help. Cause for some reason I always thought like, well, I'm gonna be a burden to them. They don't want to help me. They're busy. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, when I ask someone for help, they're super enthusiastic to help me,
which is weird.
Give me proper guidance. You know, they're older, they've been through it, they understand, they want to help. You know what I mean?
I still
struggle with it. I think it's a pride thing as men.
Exactly. You know, that's what I was going to say. It's weird because it's a pride thing.
We're expected to just know things and get things done, right?
Yeah.
But you can figure it out the hard way, which for some reason I like to do that. Or you can,
same, or, hell yeah.
Or you can ask for help and take that shorter route
and
you get it done. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's something that you kind of have to,
it's a major strength to be able to ask for help.
Yeah. And that's a sign of like maturity as well, because when you have like a community of friends, and that's something I didn't have when I was, you know, growing up, I didn't have like a good group of friends.
Right.
I just didn't. And it wasn't until I got into like my mid 20s, I started like developing this sense of like brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was like, oh, like life is way better this way.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be a lone wolf out in the street.
Right.
You know, doing whatever you're doing. Howling.
Howling. No, it's definitely important to have a good support system around you, whether it's family, friends.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's changed a lot in my life the past 5 years is like, I used to hang around whoever would hang around.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't care.
You were just there for the party.
Exactly.
No more about that.
And I would let anyone come hang out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I got judged a lot for it.
Yeah.
Where I lived down on Branch Hill, I used to have those parties in that little garage.
I remember.
And people called it the Ratchet Shack because I'd let whoever come over. But I'm not a very judgmental person. So I'd be like, I don't care who you are. Come have fun.
That's a tough thing. That's a very nice way to think and a nice way to be.
That is a breath of fresh air.
You kind of, like, as you get older, you kind of understand that like people that you bring into your life will over time, like maybe like one time in passing you're like acquaintances, but over time people just have this natural way of feeding off of you and like influencing your life.
Well, that's what they say. You are who you hang around. Right.
Yeah, or birds of
feather flock together.
Birds of a beak reach their peak.
What the? All right, now you're just making shit up.
I don't really get that one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was
but
stupid.
But
yeah.
The point is, you know, it's important to be distinctive of who you hang out with, right? If I want to be a successful business owner, I should probably start hanging around people that are successful business owners that have those same goals in life. If I want to start getting more fit, I should probably hang around people that are going to the gym, eating good, you know, that way I can learn from them, you know.
I'm so busy now, I can only go to the gym like twice a week.
I haven't gone to the gyms. I couldn't tell you when.
You want to go?
No.
Okay. Shit. No. You're a hardworking man. It's hard for me to go because I don't even hit legs. I hit chest and back. And I'm like, that's fucking enough for me.
I work my full-time job, then I run my business on the weekends, and I have my kid.
So yeah, how's what's your business called?
Griffin Services LLC.
Yeah, so how's that going?
Great.
What do you guys do?
Commercial work, so anything from like putting signs up. Like I did last month, I did 2 handicap signs for Dollar General up there near Dayton. I can't remember the exact town.
Yeah.
I did signs for Ryder. They're a business that leases trucks, truck leasing company.
Mm-hmm.
Really big. They're all over America. I got a job lined up that I'll be doing this weekend, putting in 2 doors for a Ryder over in Shelbyville, Indiana. So it's a contractor reached out to me about 3 years ago. And I did a lot of residential work before then. I started my company doing foundation repairs and doing handyman services, anything around the house.
So you can just do, you know, just about everything.
Yeah, and if I don't know how to do it, I'll figure out real quick.
Yeah.
I'll make a phone call to someone that I know is in that field.
Yeah,
figure it out. You know, I don't have a problem asking for help too much as I did before, because what I've learned is like learning the hard way, whether it be, you know, ripping and running. Like I have charges of selling drugs, selling weed, you know, and that lifestyle. I tended to not want to ask for help. I got this, you know, as a man, my pride would get in the way a lot.
Yeah.
But now a lot of things have changed. I don't rip and run. I don't dabble in any, I don't even drink.
Yeah. You did stop drinking. What made you stop drinking, by the way? And so did Will. Will recently stopped, you know, drinking and doing everything too, which is, I think it's, you know, what's crazy. We all used to vape and drink and do a bunch of shit. And like over time, everyone has quit around me.
Right.
And that's how I know I have good friends, is that everyone is like, everyone around me
striving
that
to do
I know,
better.
Yeah. Right. Always strive and prosper.
Yeah.
From the great Rocky.
One thing I'm pretty grateful for is like when I quit drinking, all my buddies still drink. They still smoke weed, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. You're your own human being. It's America. You can do what the hell you want. It's a beautiful thing about this country. But they were very supportive of me not drinking. But they also saw where it got me. You know, I went. But even during that time when I got caught with, edit that out.
And so I will control, and I'll send you the video privately so you can
okay.
look at it first.
But so when I got caught during that time of my life, I was drinking and driving a lot, you know, and I drive a big truck. It's not just me that I could hurt. I could kill a whole family drinking and driving.
These are things you don't think about when you're
younger.
We're so stupid until we hit our mid-20s as men. Like, we're so fucking stupid.
Well, I just felt like I knew it all. Like, it would never be me. I'll never be that guy. Like, you see him on the news. Oh, I'll never be that guy.
It could be you.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And that's why I slowed down. I completely stopped on drinking, smoking. And another problem with me is when I drink, I don't stop.
Yeah.
I'm at the bar till it closes. And you bet your sweet ass, I already got a case in the car for when the bar does close, because I know I'm gonna go want to drink more, you know.
Yeah, my dad was an alcoholic, and he basically died from like alcoholism, and it's just always like, I mean, you guys know me, I always have like 2 drinks and then I'm done.
Yeah,
usually
I can't.
That's where I've hit.
I mean, like every time I drink, it's like 2 drinks and then I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
There's only been a few times where I've been actually like blasted.
Yeah. Ever since a young age when I started drinking, it's always been, how fucked up can I get?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the crazy thing about like adolescent drinking is that it's not about like, let's take the edge off from the day that we had, which is what most people do it now for at our age. Back then it was, how fucked up can I get in the fastest amount of time?
Right. I remember one night at that garage down there on Branch Hill, I used to pay a buddy to go get alcohol because I'm underage.
Yeah.
And we still had liquor from the previous week, and I probably took like 8 shots of Ciroc, right? Mm-hmm. And I told the guy that was getting the alcohol, I want a bottle of Diesel. And Diesel is like 161 rum or 151 rum. Mm-hmm. It's very strong. It's like moonshine.
You could run your car off it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So the bottle Everclear. Gets there. The bottle, yeah, it's basically Everclear.
Yeah.
The bottle gets there and I look at my buddy and I say, however many chugs I take, you got to take. Now, I'm a freshman in high school. I wrestled 106 my freshman year. So I weigh nothing. I took 13 gulps of this shit.
Oh, no, Tyler.
Yeah. And my buddy's like, dude, you're crazy. Like, I could spit flames after drinking that.
Oh, no.
He took it. I think he got like 3 in. He's like, fuck, dude, you're crazy. I blacked out at 7 o'clock at night. Party didn't even start.
Did you go to the ER?
No.
He said no.
I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning with the shower. I don't know how I got up there.
Yeah.
Butt naked. My feet. I had one of them showers where you could just walk into it. You ain't got to step into it. It wasn't a tub. My feet are in the shower. It's on the hottest setting. The bathroom's full steam. And I would wake up like every 30 minutes just throwing up vial. Just stomach acid. Alcohol poisoning out the ass.
Yeah.
And I talked to my buddies the next day. And that's another reason I don't drink is because I'm always asking what happened last night.
Yeah.
You know, how much of a fool did I make of myself? Well, that night I cried in the ditch the whole time.
Cried
in the ditch.
Yeah, because you had like such bad like anxiety. You just felt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what it was, to be honest with you. I was told I was crying about my father passing, you know?
Yeah. When did your father pass again? When you were 6?
When I was 8.
When you were 8. That's, yeah. I knew it was around then.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that before. Will, what, if you don't mind sharing, what made you stop drinking?
I think it was a maturity thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my friends are kind of starting to taper back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, just at the age where trying to be a professional.
Right.
Like you are.
Right.
Just trying to better myself as a man.
Yeah.
Set a good example for the younger guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard thing. I mean, for me, like I don't do anything now. I don't think I've had a drink in almost a month, but my thing now is nicotine. I'm so addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
It's bad, dude.
Yeah, it's tough.
I spend $5 a day. $5. I'm spending $150 a month on nicotine for no reason, just to make myself feel better.
Right. I feel like it's been pretty easy for me to stop drinking alcohol. I got a year and 6 months and X amount of days, and but because I know where it leads me, and I know I do not want to go back down that path. You know, I have a son,
mm-hmm.
amazing woman with her child who's a blessing.
Taylor's cool.
And her daughter is amazing. But
what's her daughter's name?
Emerson.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. And I know if I start going down that path, I'm going to end up in one of 3 places: jail,
mm-hmm.
the hospital,
yeah,
or my deathbed.
Well, it's a very fine line between like keeping your life manageable.
Right.
There's so many things in your life you have to manage. Like, you have to manage your children if you have them. You have to manage your money, your career, your friendships that you have. You have to maintain those.
Right.
You know, you have so many things in life as a man that you have to balance. And at some point, it's like something has to give.
Right.
Like something has to change. And life is constantly changing.
Exactly.
And again, you know, even without kids, like if you fight that change in life, you're in for a tough fucking ride.
Yeah. I mean, there's times like when I was younger where I'd tell myself like, I need to quit drinking. Yeah. Or you know, the famous saying every morning when you're hungover.
I'm never drinking again, bro.
Exactly.
Never, ever.
And like, I don't miss that. I don't miss that hangover. I don't miss wondering what happened last night. How much trouble did I cause? Mm-hmm. Who did I hurt? Did I hurt myself?
Yeah.
You know, what friendships did I just
decimate?
Totally, you know what I mean? Like, and for what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just for, it's weird how like after one night of drinking, how much it like it'll fuck up your whole week.
Right.
Like your whole week is fucked.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you have to play, you know, this game of catch up with not just your body, but your like
your fucking mind, dude.
Yeah, your mind and your relationships. You're
right.
Just like it just makes everything harder to manage.
Yeah. And like, I'm already not like a perfect human being. And when I start drinking and getting into that pattern, the amount of lies that I create and have to keep up with is
just keeping up with lies is the hardest.
That's awful. It's tough.
It becomes a part-time job.
Right.
Yeah.
Like shit. Like, and that's
like keeping personal tabs and shit.
Right.
I think the most important lives, this is something that I live by, that my father also told me. This is something that stuck with me, but he said, never lie, never steal, and always live with honor.
Right.
And that's, he told me that like a lot. Like that's like the thing that he told me. Right. And then later in, he added in always praise God or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think just like having like a simple set of like tenets or like morals that you can remind yourself about, I think that's a very important thing to carry with you, and us having sons, we can pass that on
right
to our children.
Yeah.
This is actually something I was thinking about. Do you ever think you're going to spank your kid?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I've never put my hand on him like that.
Will's like, why did you think of
like
that?
Like that just came out of nowhere.
I
mean,
I was spanked as a kid.
My dad took a belt to my ass.
Yeah, belts. My dad whatever was around.
Yeah.
My dad never hit me once.
That's your problem. Look at you.
Oh my God. You fucking asshole.
No, but I mean, look, dude, like, I don't think it's necessary. I think it's important to get your point across, but I think words can do it.
Because it never happened to me, though. I mean, words can fuck up a kid, too, but because it never happened to me, I don't know whether it's the right thing to do or not.
Well, you don't have to be, like, a dick. You just got to explain things. I mean, the kid's a kid. He doesn't know right from wrong,
That is something I feel comfortable with.
I'll tell you what, like my son, he definitely knows right from wrong though, because I'll tell him not to do something and he'll look at me and smile.
Yeah,
and then he does it anyways. You know what I mean?
My son does the same thing and then he'll run away when they chase him.
My thing is, he's two, This isn't going to be a forever thing.
Yeah, no. He's not going to understand anyways.
And also, I'm not with him every day of the week. I have him on the weekends. So, like my time with him, like I don't want to be putting my hands on, even if I did have him every day, I don't think that would change.
I feel the same. I don't even know if I would make him do chores if it was like
I would make him do chores.
Oh, I'm gonna make my
I want him
chores.
To earn whatever, like chore list, and you want that Xbox game, you're gonna earn it. Because I want him to understand in life, you got to work for things to obtain them. Yeah. Things aren't handed to you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I was pretty spoiled. When both my parents were alive and we lived in California, I was young,
How long did you live there for?
Just 2 years. Oh, but even when we lived in Illinois, like we had dirt bikes, we'd go riding every weekend. We moved to California. My parents made a lot more money. We'd go to Disneyland where it was in the mountains. My dad had a Jeep, lifted it, roll cage, badass. We had dirt bikes, four wheelers, and I mean, as a young kid, you take everything for granted, right?
Of course.
I think it's important to instill that. You got to earn shit.
I like to think of it as like planting seeds.
Right.
Like
exactly.
They might not have sprouted yet, but they're there.
Right.
And in the future, they will grow.
Yeah.
Planting seeds
and,
of
and,
success.
And think about it like this. Like, I don't know when my last day is going to be. You don't know when your last day is going to be. And like your dad telling you those things, they're still with you.
I used to resent my dad so much. I used to not like him like at all.
Right.
And as I got older, I'm like, it like hit me. I'm like, what a fool I was.
Right.
Cause I understand him so much more after having my own son. I'm like, oh shit. That's why he said that. That's why he was like that.
Right.
And I feel like such a fool for fighting against him so much. Like
like Tyler just said, you were a kid, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't know any better.
Yeah.
That's true. It's just things that make, and it's good that you have some sort of, shame or some sort of things to like reflect on, because that really helps you.
You need to have shame in this world a little bit. You need a little bit.
Yeah. The shame.
You need a little bit. It's good for you.
Yeah.
To get shamed a little bit.
Yeah. Humble.
Humbled. Yes.
Right. I mean like not like everything, you don't want to be shamed.
Tinder humbles me on a daily basis. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like
it did to me too, but in different ways.
Jesus. But no, like on the note of like resenting your parents, like I resented my mom, but like as I matured, I'm like, how could I ever hold resentments on this woman? Yeah. My dad died when I was 8. I'm youngest of 4 boys. She worked like hell to make sure that all of our shit was together.
My mom has 4 kids too.
You know what I mean? Like, and as I grew older and started really working on myself, and especially when I had a kid, I realized like, man, my mom wasn't being hard on me. She was being a parent.
Yeah.
And
she was doing
the best she could, and she fucking killed it. Yeah. I mean, realistically.
Yeah. If you look back on it, you're like, well.
And I've had this conversation with her where like, I apologize for being a shit stick here and there in my life, and how telling her how grateful I am for what I do have and all the things I took for granted, you know. And it's a conversation I wish I'd had with my father, you know, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
But at the same time, like, at eight, I wasn't really carrying a lot of resentments, you know what I mean? But as I got into my teen years and started doing rebellious shit.
As we all do.
That I shouldn't have been doing. My mom was like, don't do that. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want. Like,
yeah.
I'm almost an adult. When I'm 18, I'm going to do, you know what I mean? It's like.
They all say it. When I'm 18.
I'm going to move out the house when I'm 18.
And then you move out and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
It's exactly what I did and I shouldn't have.
Like, life is hard.
I have a great stepdad and he always told me, like, if you ever need help, just let me know.
I think I've met him before. Larson,
yeah, he's a great guy. And if you ever need help, let me know. He's really good with finances. Really smart businessman.
Yeah.
And super intelligent. And he's hilarious.
Yeah, he was always nice to me.
Yeah. And I like shit on that. I just like, as soon as I could leave the house, I was gone. And I got in a lot of trouble.
I'm sure that this is something that makes me feel a little bit better about it, though, is that they've been through life themselves. So they look at you and they're like, oh, I know what's going on.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they already know. And
they see right through us.
Right.
As kids.
And
or young adults.
Yeah. And that, too, because, you know, they're twice our age. But I mean, it's just one of those things, man. Like, you just have to go through it and then you understand and you grow. And then, cause like, you really can't be friends with your parents until you're like in your mid 20s.
I wouldn't say that's like entirely true, but like, I get where you're coming from though. Cause like, when you're a kid and you're like a teenager, like, you know, you're not thinking to yourself, like, family's always there no matter what.
Right.
But that's like one of those things like that falls in category you said you take for granted. Cause like you just know no matter what happens, they're always right there. You don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're out there in the world trying to like make friends, find your place in the world, find out what you like.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you get your mind set on something and then over here, mom's telling you, no, that's probably not a good idea. Or think about your capabilities a little bit here. You're like, no. Fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? Like I got this. Like,
yeah.
You know,
one thing
like
that's,
I'm the shit.
One thing that's really funny to me is when I was younger and I'd tell my mom I'm going to hang out with someone and she doesn't know him, I would always like tell her that, oh, they're a good kid, yada yada.
And you knew they weren't
a good kid. And she knew they weren't, I knew they weren't. And even to this day, like if I make a new friend and I'm telling her about them, she's just like, yeah, you used to always say how good of a person they were. Meanwhile, you guys are getting high in the garage or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like one thing I'm really grateful for in my sobriety is being able to see these things and like cherish them and really like be able to have respect for myself and for others. You know, when I was drinking, I didn't have any respect for myself. I truly didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple beers and I got that fuck into my system and whatever I was getting into that
got
night
that fuck it.
Was whatever I was getting into that night. You know, the last thing I said as I was walking out that door is, tonight we're getting fucked up.
I mean, this is a recent thing for us too. And I know, I think it's because we're all, you know, around the same age, but when we first started doing this podcast, every single podcast we would drink like at least two or three shots. You know, Will would have like a tall boy or something. Like we'd all be drinking.
Right.
We'd be getting fucking, we weren't getting drunk. We were just getting buzzed.
Right, right.
And, but we felt like we needed to. It was the weirdest thing.
And I wouldn't be against doing it again. Like it's not like.
I'm not against doing it again.
It's just like we were doing it every time.
We did it because we felt like we needed to loosen up.
And just in the past year, like we've really just, we just changed. Like we just stopped doing it.
Doing the shit. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like I said earlier, it's important to get out of that comfort zone because using that drink as like the breaking the ice. Well, when you do it sober repetitively, you practice it. There's no ice to break.
Yeah. You know, you just do get better.
You're just in a flow. You're in a constant flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, you have anxiety. I have anxiety. I wasn't saying you have anxiety.
I do have anxiety.
I know you do, but I'm just saying like I have anxieties.
You know what I'm saying?
And on the way over here, I was like, okay, you know, I'm a little nervous, but I know I can talk. I feel comfortable with you guys. And even if you guys were strangers, you know, I've been able to have conversations with people. Like, whereas, it's helped when I'm drinking to have conversations, but I've practiced it as a sober person, you know, for so long. a year is a pretty, a year and a half is a pretty substantial amount of time.
I think everyone gets nervous when they get on camera too, because it's just like, it's just, I mean, when me and him, it was just me and him and on a couch with the camera, and we were so awkward. We didn't know what to say.
Right.
And we've gotten a lot better at it now, but I mean, in the past, it's, it was just something that we had to get over.
Yeah.
And like having people on now, like I have this physicist on, mathematician from, you know, UC. He actually does pretty good. He never really had a problem.
He never really had a problem. Fucking,
some people are just good at it. They just don't care.
Did you guys see, he was in your grade. Why can't I think of his name? He always did the sports, not announcements, but he, starts with an R.
Reed?
No. Tall dude. Curly hair. He, darker skin complexion. He's not. He's not like Indian. I don't want
to. Giovanni Ricci?
No. He's in your grade.
Oh yeah, that's right. You said that.
He's on a news team now.
Was he in the grade above you?
I did hear about this. I forget who
his
that is.
His name starts with an R, I believe. Maybe his last name starts with an R. He was on like Loveland's news.
Randy Leahy.
Randy something.
Is that really his name?
Randy.
What news team is he part of?
I want to say it's like on the West Coast somewhere.
Oh, okay. Damn, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank, dude.
Randy Leahy, Trevor Corey, Corey Trevor.
Shut up. It's not Randy.
Fucking Will love that.
I saw a post on Facebook and I was just like, dude, that's awesome.
You know? That is really cool to like see someone that's like good at something later on in life.
He did like announcements at the, like he was the announcer for football games.
He was the announcer for football games.
And he also was, he was like on the news to, you know how we had news.
See, I'm trying to think of who was on the news.
No, his name isn't actually Randy Lake.
No, it's not actually.
No.
That's Trailer Park Boys. I am the nigger.
Corey Trevor, Trevor Corey.
What is his name? I feel like a POS because I can't remember his name now.
Leahy Randy.
He's tall. Good looking dude.
Tall, good looking dude. Fuck.
Would you take him to a Cheesecake Factory or like
an Olive
Garden? Heck yeah. Not an Olive Garden?
I'd take him to an Olive Garden.
Okay.
What like about, as a friend.
What about like a Roosters?
Roosters is great. I went there like last week.
Yeah.
I like their chicken.
They have good chicken. I've never
been to a Roosters.
Dude, it's really good. Ever. Like Hooters ain't got nothing on Roosters.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I don't even think.
What about like fucking B-Dubs?
I don't really.
B-Dubs.
Who do you think has the best chicken?
Roosters is really good.
I'm going to say it. I don't care that you broke your elbow. No, I'm just kidding. No, fucking Popeyes.
Popeyes is really good.
The chicken sandwich there is awesome, but it's like 90% breading.
Chick-fil-A is really good. I went there today.
Yes.
Love their spicy sandwich.
God, it's so good.
It's so goddamn good.
I haven't ate since 11 and my mouth is salivating.
I went to the FC Cincinnati game, which also, if you haven't been to an FC Cincinnati game, highly recommend.
Electric.
We went with our good buddy, Brian.
Did you guys?
Oh, wait, no, you didn't go. Did you guys sit in
the Bailey seats?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Like
Epic. Yeah. I took my son.
We should go. Do you want to go?
Yeah. Met my brother there with his daughter. He was going to bring his son, but his son didn't want to go. It was actually Kids Day, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So you meet at Washington Park, and they had a bunch of events for the kids. Well, let's say the game starts at 2. A parade starts coming through, and there's 5 different, like, legions or fan clubs for FC Cincinnati. And there's 5 bars, and each fan club has they start the march at this bar, and then they go pick up people at this bar, then this bar, then this bar, then this bar, and they come through Washington Park. You can hear them coming down the street. They got drums, trombones.
Just going hard, dude.
Freaking.
It's a fun time.
Dude, they got.
You should come too.
They got big, like huge flags. I mean, it's electric.
And everyone's like singing. It's the most vibrant thing it gives me
chills just talking about it. Like it's freaking epic.
I don't even like watching soccer, but like going to the games is game changing.
And I met Gunner and his wife and his kid, and our kids are a month apart. So I think our kids are only
3 months apart.
When was yours born?
November, or I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the other one. I have two. August 6th.
Of 22?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're really close. They're 2 months then.
Yeah, so just, wait, is your son 2 years old?
Yeah.
Like, is he about to be 3?
Yeah.
Okay, no, so your son's a year older than mine.
Okay.
Because my son was born in 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said 22.
I, ha- have it's hard to remember when you have more than one.
Not only that, but like time flies so fast. And I'm so thankful that I have a phone that like dates things.
Yeah. I'm like scrolling through the pictures. It's got like, the date.
When I took my son to the doctor's office the other week and I'm like, damn, what year was he born? I have to fill this paperwork out.
I do the same
thing. I'm like, it's either 21, 22, or 23. What? So I'm going through pictures and I see, you know, I still have the photo of when he came out. And I'm like, 22. That's it. Okay.
There it is.
And
right
now, now I won't forget, but you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of easy.
You
to
are your son might be. On.
I think 3 and 4 is probably, but like I think 2 and 3, that's a big gap. So I don't know if our kids would even be able to play.
No, they would. My son plays with anyone.
Oh, okay.
My brother, he's got 3 kids now. One just popped out a couple months ago, but 4 and 3, maybe 5 and 3. I think one just had a birthday, so 5 and 3 plays with them. Josh from he also bounces at Cindy sometimes. He has 3 girls, age ranging 9 to 2, and they all get
dude,
along well.
Josh is something else.
No, he's a hoot.
Have you met Josh?
He will say,
yeah, I've met Josh.
He'll say whatever.
He's like that like biker guy.
Yeah, I've met him.
He's something else, dude.
He's funny. He'll say anything. He doesn't care.
Yeah, 100%. On that, do you guys want to?
I think that's going to wrap it up right there.
Yeah,
Tyler. Thank you so much for coming on the show with
Glad
us today.
Glad to be on here, boys.
Thank you, man.
Great man of insight right there. Great man right here all around.
Beautiful man.
Eagle boys for life. You know what I mean?
Eagle boys.
You're now an eagle boy.
Honorary
eagle boy. Do I get like a stamp or something?
You'll get a t-shirt in the mail and you got to pay like $10.
We're actually going to... Usually, okay.
You got to pay membership fees. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like
This is an Eagle Boys exclusive, but we're actually going to brand you.
have you guys seen the Freeze branding that's going on?
Yeah.
I have been seeing that.
Yeah,
that's wild. Does that hurt worse?
I heard it's like way worse for you because it both of them destroy nerve
well,
endings.
Yes, but one of them I feel like is more long term than the other one. Like I feel like flame branding.
Which one hurts more?
I think the cold branding does.
So why the fuck would you do it?
I don't know.
What, dude, how do you think Jackass got to be a big thing?
Pain.
I guess, yeah.
As the girls say, pain is beauty.
Pain is beauty, my friend. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us right here. Tyler, once again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We are now on Patreon as well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So go ahead and check all those in the link in the description below. We will have some exclusive content coming there. More nice and soft episodes. We'd probably like to have you on for a
nice and soft.
Yeah.
Not erect wieners.
I want you to go all out for this one.
Flaccid. I will.
Nice and soft.
Nice and soft. Not erect. Sorry.
Flaccid. No, it's good. It's great.
Wieners.
Flaccid.
Flaccid. Absolutely flaccid.
I was not expecting you to say that.
So check all the links in the description below and look out for exclusive content. And we will see you all on the next episode.
See you.